我是自媒体博主匠心严选老杨。
I am a self-media blogger, carefully selected by Lao Yang.
我是一个非物质文化遗产传承人。
I am a non-material cultural heritage inheritor.
名师家具的非遗传承人。
Inheritors of intangible cultural heritage of master furniture.
然后，其实我是一天都没有打过工啊。
Then, in fact, I didn't work for a day.
小时候家境比较贫困，
I grew up in a poor family.
高中辍学回家，辍学回家以后就跟着父亲做手艺、手工艺。
After dropping out of high school, he went home and worked as a craftsman.
父亲手艺很好，
That father is very skilled.
靠一双手养活了我们一家人。
We lived on the money we earned with our hands.
我一个哥哥，
I have one brother,
两个妹妹，
two sisters.
从青海来到苏州，
From Qing'ai to Suzhou,
一直做手工艺，
always making handicrafts.
所以从小手工艺在我的内心深处种下的种子。
So, the seeds of craftsmanship that I planted in my heart since childhood,
就是有一种特殊的情感，
there is a special emotion.
就是它让人可以活得有尊
It's about him giving us the dignity we deserve,
严，可以养活一家。
can support a family.
所以我当时的想法也是，将来有可能就从事手工艺，或者说传播手工艺。
So, my idea was to eventually work in crafts or to promote crafts.
做一个商人，
To be a businessman.
辍学回家就跟着父亲做手艺。
Dropped out of school to go home and learn a trade from his father.
做了以后，
After doing it,
后来就自己创业。
later, I started my own business.
这辈子没有打过一天工。
I have never worked a day in my life.
然后做红木家具。
Then make mahogany furniture.
做了将近20多年，
Has been doing for almost 20 years.
因为我红木家具做的还不错，
Because I did a good job with the wooden furniture.
我喜欢琢磨钻研，
I like to study independently.
所以我呢，也拜了一些老师传承。
So, I also learned some from teachers.
所以也是苏州市的非物质文化遗产传承人，做了非物质文化遗产。
So, the inheritors of intangible cultural heritage in Suzhou also carry out intangible cultural heritage.
传承人以后呢，
What about the successors?
频繁地跟这些传承人开会、交流、探讨。
Frequent meetings and discussions with these inheritors.
所以我发现传承人这个领域的老师们啊，就是手艺很好。
I found that the teachers in the field of inheritors are good at their craft.
作品很好。
The work is good.
但是呢，不会营销。
But I don't know how to market.
所以呢，
So,
我就在2013年的一家公司天工艺品。
I was working at a company called Tiangong One in 2013.
专注于做手工艺术品的电商和文化传播和传媒。
Focusing on the e-commerce of handmade crafts and cultural dissemination and media.
就帮助手艺人做服务。
To help artisans provide services.
他们要什么服务都可以，什么 logo 啦。
They can get any service they want, including logos,
设计啦，
design,
拍视频啦，
shoot a video,
写文案啦，
write an advertisement.
写公众号啦。
I'm writing a WeChat account.
最早是这样，
It was like this at first.
然后我自己也做了一个全国第一个垂直于非遗手工艺品的这个独立电商平台。
Then I also created the first in China, a vertical e-commerce platform for non-traditional handicrafts.
然后创业嘛，
Lazy entrepreneurship.
大众创新。
Innovation.
万众创业。
Entrepreneurship.
烧了很多钱。
Spent a lot of money.
也掉过很多坑。
I've also fallen into many traps. R.
在19年的时候。
In 1900.
我们以前的那个电商平台烧了几千万。
Our previous e-commerce platform burned a few million.
自己个人的钱也融了。
I also invested my own money.
是
Hey.
产的时候。
When giving birth.
公司就剩下六个人了。
The company is left with only 6 people.
还有四个是孕妇。
There are 4 more who are pregnant.
你知道，就是很痛苦。
I know. It's very, very painful.
孕妇大家知道的，就是需要很多的福利。
Pregnant women, everyone knows that they need a lot of benefits.
料。
No.
因为不让开门嘛。
Because they didn't let me pass through the door.
大家不能出门。
Everyone cannot go out.
所以呢，但是呢，我们在做这个非遗手工艺的文化传媒。
So, but when we are doing this non-material cultural media,
这个时候呢，我们有一个小团队拍过很多视频。
At this time, we have a small team that has filmed many videos.
拍了将近200个匠人的这种制作手工艺作品的视频。
I've filmed almost 200 videos of making these handicrafts.
我觉得那些素材很好。
I think those materials are great.
我就没事。
I'm fine.
但是我觉得他们剪得太过于像电视台的那种高大上的那种追求沉浸感。
But I think they've made it too similar to the kind of high-end immersive style that TV stations often use.
追求那种画面的质感。
Pursue the texture of that scene.
我觉得现在能看那种电影啊。
I think it's great to be able to watch movies now.
看视频太多了。
I've watched too many videos.
不会喜欢这样的。
I don't like this.
所以用我自己的语言，用。
In my own words.
我自己喜欢看的方向，我。
I've chosen the direction I like.
我来剪，我。
I'll do it.
我又把以前的200多条视频重新剪，剪了以后发到抖音。
I re-edited the previous 200 plus videos and posted them on TikTok.
结果火了。
Result went viral.
从19年开始。
Starting from 19.
20年拍。
It's been 2 years.
拍了火了以后呢。
After taking a photo,
多人会来咨询你，私信你，啊、你
Many people will come to consult you and message you.
开直播卖这些东西吧。
Start selling these things to me.
你的视频拍得挺好的。
Your video is very good.
把中国的手工艺都传播开来了。
This Chinese virus is spreading everywhere.
我开始呢就做直播带货。
Then they started doing live streaming sales.
所以我是一个自媒体博主。
I am a self-media blogger.
下直播带货的主播。
Like live streaming hosts.
然后通过直播带货挣了点钱。
Then, through live streaming, I earned some money.
把以前挖过的坑、掉过的坑、欠的债都还完。
Pay off all the debts and outstanding obligations.
然后，但是我觉得直播带货这个行业，它的生命周期很短。
Then, but I think the life cycle of the live streaming e-commerce industry is very short.
天花板也很矮。
The ceiling is also low.
我觉得，而且国内太卷了。
I think, and domestic competition is too intense.
就在想能不能有更多的去突破的这个瓶颈呢
？I was wondering if there were more bottlenecks to break through.
我就想到了出海，文化出海。
I thought of going out to sea.
非遗手工艺的出海。
The sea is the new frontier for traditional crafts.
所以呢，我既然要出海呢。
So, since I'm going to set sail,
我就想到全球的文化艺术中心。
I thought of the cultural and artistic centers around the world.
全球的商业中心。
Global business center.
金融中心。
Financial center.
纽约来。
Come to New York.
然后同时出海的同时呢。
Then, while simultaneously going out to sea,
我来到美国以后。
After coming to the United States. I found that the U.S. has a good traffic flow.
好，我的账号的流量。
My account's traffic is good.
好，流量好以后。
After the traffic is good.
那我的徒弟们可以用我的账号在国内继续带。
My apprentices can continue to sell goods domestically using my account.
我呢来传播中国的传统文化，到美国来传播。
I came to the United States to promote Chinese traditional culture.
那同时呢，寻找一些机会。
At the same time, look for opportunities.
所以未来呢，我会在美国做一个我们自己的清湖美术馆。
So in the future, I will build a private art museum in the United States.
或者叫东方文化的艺术中心。
Or as it is known, the center of Eastern culture and art.
用于中国的非遗手工艺这些产品的这个展示展览。
For this exhibition, showcasing non-material cultural heritage crafts in China. Spread. Inherit.
研学体验。
Research experience.
或者就是让海外的华人可以到我们这个艺术中心来感受琴棋书。
Or alternatively, allow overseas Chinese people to come to our art center to experience music and art,
书画
calligraphy and painting,
笔墨纸砚
brush, ink, paper, and ink stone.
因为现在的海外华人的小孩子
because the overseas Chinese children today,
连中文都不会说了。
Even if you don't speak Chinese,
更别说让他们去感受什么。
What's more, let alone let them experience something.
所以他们需要这样的地方。
Therefore, they need such a place.
我希望能够最后把这个地方办成一个海外华人的一种精神家园。
I hope to eventually turn this place into a spiritual home for overseas Chinese people.
能够带着孩子们来学习中国传统文化。
To be able to bring children to learn traditional Chinese culture.
能真正的挖掘出他们流淌在血液里的那一点点母体记忆。
To truly unearth the remnants of their maternal memories that flow within their blood.
让中华文明、中华文化在海外能够开花。
Let Chinese civilization and culture flourish overseas.
能够传播。
Can be spread.
能够真正的激发海外华人的民族自信。
To truly inspire overseas Chinese with national pride.
能够真正的实现中华传统文化的伟大复兴。
To truly achieve the great revival of Chinese traditional culture.
也这是我的一生的使命吧。
Because this is my life's mission.
也可能也是执念。
It could also be just thinking.
这就是我当然以后可能会两边跑。
This is me. Of course, I might play a firecracker later.
但在国内呢。
However, in China,
我希望将来有可能的话做非遗手工艺的职业教育。
I hope that in the future I can have the opportunity to teach non-traditional crafts.
我觉得这块还是很薄弱。
I think this is still quite weak.
我希望未来别人提到你的时候是一个教育家。
I hope that when people talk about you in the future, they will refer to you as an educator. Right.
非遗手工艺这个领域的。
In the field of intangible cultural heritage handicrafts,
又是一个传文化传播者。
Another cultural disseminator,
把中国的好的手工艺品传播到了海外。
Spread Chinese traditional handicrafts overseas,
美国甚至全世界。
United States or even the world,
我觉得那可能是我一辈子愿意去做的事情。
I think that might be something I'd be willing to do for the rest of my life.